Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Hope for Those Enduring Chronic Pain. Written by Meg Booker. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4. Chronic pain is enveloping. Daily life blurs in and out of focus, and normal functions are intolerable. We fall behind and short, unable to match life's stride. The numbing power of sleeplessness exalts pain's platform to the forefront of our minds. The people we love look at us with eggshelled glances, unsure of how to step into and around our fractured sense of reality. Help seems hopeless, and hope seems fleeting, as we drift into the despair of deferred healing. Unless we choose to remember who pain answers to. Unless we focus on the voice that is bigger than all others. Strip pain of the last word by suppressing it with the sound of God's promises. Today's verse references two Old Testament passages, Isaiah 25:8, which says, "He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken." His love fuels our hope, even when it's deferred. Pain doesn't always lessen at the thought of our great God, but our hope in him has healing power. Even science tells us that positive people have a better chance of healing. The source of all positivity comes from the God who created that mentality. The second verse referenced in Revelation 21:4 is Isaiah 65:16 through 17. "Whoever involves a blessing in the land will do so by the one true God. Whoever takes an oath in the land will swear by the one true God. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind." The one who created us and knows all of our days before we set out to live them empowers us to bear the weight of this life, ensuring that relief is coming, whether it be this side of heaven or not. For people who feel trapped in pain, whether in a broken home, in economic misery, or in fear, for all of us, heaven promises a future time, one far longer and more substantial than the time we spend on this earth. It will be a time of health and wholeness and pleasure and peace. The Bible began with that promise in the book of Genesis. It ends with that same promise in Revelation, giving a guarantee of our future reality. The end will be but a beginning. There may not be a way out of the pain we are in, not in this life. But even if that's the case, we have an amazing healing awaiting us, thanks to Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Let us pray. Father, we praise you for your healing power. Even if not on this earth or in this life, we know that you promise to heal us. Thank you for your faithfulness, and forgive us for letting the pain take over our thoughts and lives. Help us, Lord. Give us relief from the pain of this life, if not only in reminder of your promise for healing in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.